From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Executives at investment bank Goldman Sachs were lambasted by lawmakers on Capitol Hill today. Senator Carl Levin, chair of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, grilled the former head of the mortgage department at Goldman about whether he felt obligated to tell clients when he was betting against their trades, using colorful language to describe the product Goldman was selling.
You're trying to sell a deal, and it's your top priority. Come on, Mr. Sparks.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Should Goldman Sachs be trying to sell, and by the way, it sold it, a lot of it, after that date. Should Goldman Sachs be trying to sell a deal?
Also coming under withering questioning from senators was Goldman CEO Lloyd Blankfein, the last to testify at today's hearing, denying the firm sought to profit from the collapse of the housing bubble. Securities and Exchange Commission has filed a civil suit against Goldman, charging the firm hid vital information from investors. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told President Obama's Commission on Fiscal Responsibility today the nation needs to put in place a credible plan for reducing deficits soon, or it could endanger the economy. More from NPR's John Itzde.
The bipartisan commission is charged with recommending ways to rein in the nation's deficit spending, projected to reach $1.6 trillion in 2011. Bernanke says it won't be easy.
The path forward contains many difficult trade-offs and choices, but postponing those choices and failing to put the nation's finances on a sustainable long-run trajectory would ultimately do great damage to our economy.
The Fed chairman told the panel they'd ultimately have to decide between raising taxes, reducing Social Security and Medicare spending, or cutting other programs from education to defense. Bernanke also suggested the U.S. tax system should be overhauled so it's more efficient, equitable, and transparent. That could help limit the negative effects of tax increases. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
BP has been unable to stop an oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Authorities are now considering a controlled burn to reduce the size of the oil slick. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry says the spilled oil is now about 21 miles from Venice, Louisiana.
So it is the closest it's been to shore throughout this response, and we're paying attention to that, very careful attention to that, and are engaged with the states and the coastal areas.
The oil is not expected to reach land for at least 3 days, but Landry says, depending on weather patterns, a shoreline impact looms. BP is drilling relief wells to stem the flow from the site of last week's deepwater oil rig explosion. The company is also building an underwater capture system, but those activities could take up to 90 days. Communities from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle are making emergency preparations to protect fragile coastal ecosystems. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
A downgrading of Greece's debt rating helped send the markets into a tailspin today. The Dow fell 213 points, down below 10,000. The Nasdaq was down 51. This is NPR. China has lifted a 20-year travel ban on individuals with HIV and AIDS. According to China's cabinet, the State Council issued a statement on its website today announcing the lifting of the travel ban. Coincidentally or not, the revised law comes just days ahead of the opening of the Shanghai Expo, which is expected to see millions of visitors from overseas. California's independent analysts called the governor's plan to sell 11 state-owned buildings, then lease them back, a bad budgeting practice, and urged the legislature to reject that deal. NPR's Kerry Kahn has more.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger proposed selling some of the state's most lucrative real estate to help close California's staggering deficit. But the legislative analyst's office says the deal could end up costing taxpayers $1.5 billion in the long run. The report showed that although the real estate could reap a higher amount than projected by the governor, it will cost $30 million more in the first year to rent back the buildings. And in later years, as rents increase, leasing costs could top $200 million annually. Some of the buildings slated for sale, the governor's office in downtown L.A., the state's emergency management headquarters, and California's tax complex. The independent analyst strongly urged state lawmakers to look for other ways to balance the budget. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
Members of the Federal Reserve Board's powerful Open Market Committee kicked off a two-day meeting in Washington today with expectations there will be no action on the key short-term interest rate the central bank controls. It's also expected policymembers will be increasingly looking at how and when to start raising rates, though, amid growing signs the economy is gaining traction. One reason the Fed is likely to keep rates reined in, even with signs the economy is picking up, is the nation's unemployment rate at 9.7%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.